what all this is about behind what the IPU wants to do is to bring healthcare closer to patients, to make it more accessible to people at the professional standard, which would alleviate pressures elsewhere in the healthcare service. And the government can find their efficiencies and savings by the alleviation of pressure that pharmacy can provide on GPs, and ultimately that then provides a relief on pressure in secondary care. Why are we calling for a pay claim? Because we earn less now than we earned 20 years ago. Our pay was cut 16 years ago in the financial crisis. We are businesses. For us to offer all those extra services, we have to invest in extra staff, in extra training, in extra infrastructure within the pharmacies. And all our business costs have risen exponentially in terms of pay rises for staff, cost of living, rent, rate, electricity, heat, light and power. And yet we're earning less now than we earned 20 years ago on a pay cut that was imposed 16 years ago and a regressive fee added into it. So we earn less as the month goes on for the stuff that we provide, the services we provide through the community drug schemes on behalf of the HSE and the Department of Health.
And Tom, what are the threats to pharmacies in Ireland? I know you mentioned there regarding that. Is there any other threats?
We have a shortage of pharmacists, but that is actually being dealt with. And the IPU has been very, very proactive with the regulator and with the colleges in recognising qualification routes that can bring more pharmacists into Ireland. So we have worked very, very progressively, very hard on dealing with that. But the reality of the threat is that 10% of pharmacies currently are losing money, and up to a third of pharmacies are on the brink of economic non-viability. So the biggest threat is that we want to do more. We have a massive administrative burden that needs to be dealt with, which is the minister himself promised at our conference he would address. But the financial reality of the situation is that pharmacy, though it wants to deliver more for Irish patients in line with the demand of patients and the demand of the minister, the financial reality is we can't until the minister gives us some address of our pay claim that will allow us then to invest in our businesses.